This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It is another edition of Phillies Today. I'm your host, James Seltzer. It is Friday, July the 23rd, and we come off another bummer of a loss. Your Philadelphia Phillies, a game where they don't even really show up. You know, just from the jump, it was over. Joe Girardi felt it was over, conceded the game as it was going on. Just a brutal showing. Coming back from New York, and I know they got back at 3 in the morning from New York and had to play the next day. What a tough life these guys have. I'm so sick of this. Like, Joe Girardi is Mr. Softy. Like, you know the ice cream truck? Yeah, that's Joe Girardi. Joe Girardi is the softy ice cream truck. That's how soft the guy is. I'm so disappointed with this team. And you all should be. We all should be. I mean, how could you not be disappointed with this team right now? I mean, come on, man. Coming out of the break, you win 3 or 4 against the Marlins. There's positivity. You're sitting alone in second place. You know that this is the most important stretch of baseball of the season because the trade deadline's coming up. And you lose 3 straight. You lose 2 in New York to the Yankees, a JV Yankee squad. We talked about it, but I mean, man, still have never heard of some of those guys in the lineup. That Brantley dude, Florial, like, who are they? Who are these guys that the Phillies lost to? I've never heard of them. I watch a lot of baseball. And then last night, just classic underperformance from the Phillies, just and lackadaisical. I mean, can we get Odubel Herrera off this team? Is there anyone who still wants this guy on the team? I mean, I haven't wanted him on the team all year for multitudes of reasons. We've talked about it. Obviously, we all know about the off-the-field stuff. I didn't want him back after that. I was like, I don't need to root for this guy. Of course, they bring him back, and everyone's like, oh, Odubel, he's so good. Guess what? He's still the same boneheaded player that he has always been from the time he stepped onto a baseball field. It's who he is. He stinks. He's not worth having on your team. You get far more bad from Odubel Herrera than good. Flat out, end the discussion. Discussion's over. We did it. Like, oh my God. I'm so frustrated. So they get a run in the first. First of all, I went back to the park for the first time last night. Super awesome to be back in a baseball park after 2 years or whatever it's been. It was a really, really cool experience to get back to Citizens Bank Park, to go around. Saw my buddy Mike bartending at the stadium. It was great. It was great to see people and to be back in a stadium, back in a seat, seeing live baseball. Like, it was so cool. And then the Phillies made it not cool. They made it way less fun from the jump. Odubel, first inning, a single to left field scores a runner from first. Yep. Ozzie Albies, great base running. Now, he should have been out. But short liner that drops in front of Odubel in left field. We'll get to that. I don't know. Andrew McCutchen had to sit, even though, you know, important games and all that. But whatever. drops in front of Odubo. Odubo lackadaisically throws it in. Like, first of all, throws it to the wrong cutoff guy. Should have thrown it to Torres. Throws it to Segura. And he does it lackadaisically to the point where Ozzie Albies goes home! And yes, he should have been out. Segura made a good throw. Andrew Knapp gets plowed over at the plate. He doesn't hang on to the ball. Knapp holds culpability too. You gotta hang on to that. You have to hang on to that baseball, Andrew Knapp. Like, you have to. You gotta hang on to that, bro. Andrew Knapp, love the guy. Has had a horrendous season on both sides of the ball. He is about as much of a zero as you can have in an offense. I mean, he's got like a 4-something OPS. OPS! He bet like 150, 160. He stinks. And you have to hold on to that ball. The only thing you're bringing this team is defense right now. You got to hold on to that ball. Terrible, horrible drop. But ultimately, the play never happens if Odubo Herrera doesn't do what he always does, which is Mr. Lackadaisical guy. Let me just putz around. Not actually pay attention to what I'm doing in the moment. I'm so sick of him. I'm so sick of him. And then Joe Girardi, after the game, excuses it. Joe Girardi after the game, like, well, you know, if you throw it to the right cutoff guy, and it's like, no, say it was a moronic play, Joe. Stop. Stop defending these players when they do stupid things. I mean, clearly we got a team of morons. I mean, that's evident. And Odubo Herrera is chief among them. God, drive me crazy. Like, such a frustrating baseball team to watch. Such a frustrating baseball team to watch. It really is. Again, anytime you get any sort of real excitement or energies for this team, to support this team, they just punch you in the face. They remind you why you didn't believe in the first place, why you shouldn't believe. I was like, trade, let's make trades. It's like, now it's like, I don't know. What's this team doing? Add some guys, sure. What are they doing? Probably nothing. We got fooled again. That's what it feels like. It feels like we got fooled again. And I didn't totally, like, go all in because I knew this was going to happen. I was not in on this team, but I was getting excited. We all were. It was starting to get excited. It was starting to look real. It felt real. It's like, okay, they're in a position here. This is as winnable a division as you could dream of asking for. You have it. Let's go. Special opportunity here. Take advantage of it. Nope. Four back again. Tied with the Braves for second place. Like, they have to sweep the rest of this series. They have to win three straight now. Like, they have to win. They won't. But they have to win three straight. For me to feel at all good about this team, they got to win the next three. Won't happen. I think they have to win the next three. It's just so frustrating because it feels like, you know, we're back to where we were. The stupid boneheaded plays. Joe Girardi defending it. I'm so sick of Girardi. I mean, he had been doing, it seemed, a better job as of late, but he just continues to do the same stuff that drove us crazy with Gabe Kapler. He continues to refuse to call out his players. He continues to refuse to say, yeah, that's not good enough. We're not good enough. We didn't do things the right way. It's like he just is incapable of criticizing these guys, of saying the truth about what's happening. And it's just like shining us on. It's like, come on, Joe. We're not stupid. We're not idiots, man. Be real with us. Girardi's reason for why Andrew McCutchen wasn't in the lineup. And again, we just came off the All-Star break and they had an off day on Monday. But oh, they got into Philadelphia at 3:00 in the morning and he was worried McCutchen would be tired. Why is McCutchen on this team if he can't play the day after a night he gets back late? Like, really? Is that really the excuse that you're going with, Joe? Most important series of the season. Flat out. We're heading into the trade deadline. They have now 7 games, but heading into last night, 8 games. 8 games to decide their fate before the deadline. The deadline is July 30th. 8 games. They have now 7 games. to decide their fate, to inform Dave Dombrowski what he needs to do, to say, hey, Dave, we're good. Add. Go get players to help us. But what they did last night and what they did in New York is say, you know what, Dave? I wouldn't go all in, buddy. You know, we're not that good. We can't be counted on. We can't be counted on. If I were Dave Dombrowski, I wouldn't count on these guys. The only type of moves, if I'm Dave Dombrowski, the only type of moves I'm looking at right now are like cosmetic stuff. Is I'm going to add a fourth starter, preferably Cole Hamels. I'm going to add a bullpen piece, but not Craig Kimbrell. You know, I'm going to add money. I'm not giving up a prospect. No way. No chance. I don't even want to give up like our fourth, fifth, sixth. But like, I'm not even talking about the top two, three. Like, I don't want to give up prospects. It just doesn't seem like the right decision. If you want to take on salary, cool. Very in on that. If there's a team that has a contract that they want to get rid of and that guy's going to make your team better, let's go. My kind of deal. Call Dave up. Dave's ready to roll. If you got a guy, he's a good player, but he costs you too much and you're out of it and you want to play him, please. Welcome aboard, sir. Here is money. Enjoy that money. That's all I'm doing. I'm signing Cole Hamels if I can. Sure. I'm not giving up anything for anyone. Personally, I can't do that. I can't do that with this team. This team just consistently, night after night, has proven to us that they are what they are right now. A 500 baseball team. That's what and right now they're game under, let's be real. But that's what they prove over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. This is who they are. They are a team that is going to underperform. Last night, 7-2. We haven't even gone through the game, but like just over from the start. It felt over from the start. They go down 1-0 in the first on the Odubel play. Then in the third, Dansby Swanson grand slam, and it felt like the game was over. And it was. It was 5-0. Then it became 6-0 on a homer in the fourth, and then the Phillies get a couple back in the seventh. Braves add one more in the ninth, and that's it. 7-2. Boom. That was it. Charlie Morton, no problem with the Phillies. Phillies offensively, getting nothing going. 7 hits. Now, just unable to get it going. Unable to do anything. Andrew Knapp's batting 162 on the season with a 226 OBP and a 238 slugging. Yep. So frustrating. This team is so frustrating. Again, every time we start to buy in, they slap us in the face and say, don't. And look, I do think they would be a better team with another starter, with a bullpen guy. Like, maybe I would believe they could win this horrible division. But it's hard to believe in this group. It's hard to believe in them. And again, last night, Matt Moore, Joe Girardi actually conceded a baseball game in front of our eyes last night. They're down 5-0 or whatever it is, 6-0. Moore, bottom of the fifth inning. Matt Moore's spot comes up with runners on and one out. And Girardi does not pinch hit. He lets Matt Moore hit so he can get one more inning out of Moore and save one more inning of the bullpen. He conceded a baseball game last night. He said, not our night. Let's let Matt go out for another inning. Let's save another bullpen arm for another night. And look, I get it. I understand that's the type of decisions baseball managers make. They have to decide on who can pitch and this and that. Night base is coming off a bullpen game. This team is already at a detriment from the players that are out in the COVID list and, you know, that whole thing. So they're already at a detriment. They're already deficit. I understand. But he conceded a game against the Braves, a meaningful game against the Braves in the fifth inning. The fifth inning. He said, no, not winning today. You think if you put in a pinch hitter there, maybe they get a hit, score a run or two that inning, get two more later, all of a sudden 6-4 in the eighth instead of 6-2. Right? Right? You can't concede a baseball game right there. I'm just so sick of it. I'm so sick of it. Joe Girardi is so not the guy we thought we were getting. He is so soft. He really is. Honestly, I think Gabe Kapler's harder on his players than Joe Girardi. mean, jeez. What does a player have to do to get publicly called out by Joe Girardi? Do you think, let's think, if a player literally didn't run on a ground ball, like just stood there and watch it, do you think he'd be publicly called out? Probably not. Well, guys, you don't understand that situation. He felt a rock in his shoe, and he felt like if he ran to first base at that time, then it might pierce his skin through his sock. So that he might end up getting a bloody heel. You don't want him to get a bloody heel, right? Of course you don't run down to first base in that situation. That's the kind of stuff Girardi's doing! These are the kind of off-the-wall, insane excuses it sounds like. Again, Andrew McCutchen didn't play last night because he was tired? Really? Odubel Herrera can't throw the ball in quickly from the outfield because of... what? What was your excuse for that one? You didn't even have one. You just talked around it. I'm just... where's the accountability, man? Where is the accountability? How can knuckleheads like Odubel Herrera ever be expected to have accountability when their freaking manager won't ask for it? I mean, I would cut Odubel. I would have cut him a long time ago. Cut this guy. Make a statement. He's not helping your team. Travis Jankowski's better. I'd rather have Travis Jankowski out there. Certainly a better fielder. Probably a better hitter, too. Certainly a better hitter lately. It's not ideal. I want a real center fielder. But Odubel stinks. He stinks. He makes your team worse. He does dumb things. Like, you can't have guys out there who cost you runs. This team is already the worst defensive team in baseball. You can't do the dumb stuff. You can't continue to add outs to the other team's total. You're not going to win if you give a team 31, 32 outs or give them free runs or whatever. Give them extra bases. Like, you can't do that stuff. This team's not good enough. Maybe the Dodgers can get away with doing that. You can't. You can't even win games as it is. Add in all the dumb stuff. Of course you're a game under 500. Just so disappointing to a depleted Braves team. I mean, that lineup the Braves rolled out last night wasn't quite as bad as the Yankees lineup, but, like, think about this, okay? Jock Peterson leading off against a lefty. First of all, that made, I think for the most part, Brian Snicker's a pretty good manager. No sense. I mean, very, very clear that Jock Peterson is someone who hits right-handed pitching and does not against lefties. But then you look, you got Ozzie Albies, Freddie Freeman, Austin Riley, Danzy Swanson, 4-2-5. Solid. Not amazing, but solid. And then you get Heredia, Orlando Arcia, and no joke, a guy named Kevin Smith, K-E-V-A-M, where I'm at the game last night with my buddy, and I go, hey, I watch a lot of baseball. No idea who that guy is. Kevon Smith? I'm sure it's just Kevin, but no idea who that guy was. None. Zero. Never seen him before. Never seen him before in my life. They lost to that team. Handily. Without putting up a fight. They said, here... poor beaten up, injured Braves team, have the game. We don't need it. This game doesn't matter to us. I mean, you should have it. It should be your game. I want you to have it. Congrats on the win. Friends, enjoy. Like, what? Oh, man. It's just, they're a frustrating team right now, man. And obviously the off-the-field stuff is super annoying. And it makes me very frustrated with this team, knowing that at any moment there could be some sort of situation. I mean, especially when you see what the NFL did yesterday. I mean, the NFL basically saying that if a team has to miss it, if a game gets canceled because of unvaccinated players, that's a forfeit for the team and that the team is responsible for the financial ramifications of the forfeits. The NFL is, and obviously, look, a very different situation with the NFL and their players association versus the MLB and their players association. The MLB players have, you know, light years more power than the NFL players do. But the NFL is basically imposing their will as far as it goes. And it's saying, like, if you don't get vaccinated, you're hurting your team in a way that could cost them wins and cost them money and cost you money, cost players game checks. If you forfeit a game, you don't get a game check. You could be costing your teammates money out of their pocket, literal money. You get 17 game checks in the NFL this year. You lose one of those, that's a big deal. The NFL is saying, go get vaccinated. End of discussion. In baseball, and I get it. Look, I know that baseball can only do what they can do because it's such a strong players union, but it is frustrating. It is frustrating to have a baseball team that you know at any moment can be hamstrung by this. And look, they were. They were. Bailey Falter not being available for the bullpen game crushed this team. They probably win that game. If you go Howard to Falter and Falter gives you 3-4 there, you win. You win that game. They lost the game because of it. You could make that argument. And it's just, it's super frustrating, man. It's super frustrating. This team's frustrating. And again, to that point, you also have to, if you're Dombrowski, not only are you watching this team lose three straight when they absolutely need to win games and tell you, hey, we're not that good, but then you also have to take that into account. Like, if you're making trades, if you're adding this team, you have to look at it and say, well, this could happen. I could lose a portion of my team at a meaningful moment because of COVID. Like, that's part of the calculus for Dave Dombrowski. If he's saying, do I want to give up this really good prospect to go get this player who I think will really help our team, he has to add all that stuff in. He has to say, okay, what are the factors in play here? One of them is, I could lose anyone at any time. So the season could go up in flames regardless of what I do. How much does that weigh on the one side of the risk scale factor, right? I mean, I would think a fair amount. I would think that's a serious consideration. Man, it's been a frustrating week. It really has. Philly's got to show up this weekend. They have to show up. I think they need to win all three. They won't, but I mean, you have to win two very clearly. I think any Phillies fan knows, like, if you don't win two of the next three, like, not looking awesome. Again, you only have four more games till the trade deadline. We're there. This is it. This was the time to step up. This is the time to play better baseball. We all felt it coming off the four straight series wins. Whoops, over. Yankees, there you go. They win that series. Right now, you're down 0-1 to the Braves in this four-game series. You know, it's just, it's a disappointment. I'm really disappointed with the Phillies. And this weekend could be make or break for them. You know, I could be talking to you on Monday and saying, all right, sell. Or just, you know, don't do anything. Certainly don't add. Certainly don't make this team, you know, don't commit resources to this team. It's possible. Or I could be saying, hey, they want all three. All right, let's move forward here. And again, that's where they're at. And that's why, ultimately, look, I think you add money. I don't think you give up prospects. Like, that's where I stand, and I don't think I'll change from that. Because this team has a chance to win the division if they can have a good weekend, if they can add a couple pieces and all that. And there is value. That is worthwhile. But ultimately, this team's not good enough. We know that. We watch them. Like, they're not good enough. And they don't seem to know how to win. They don't seem to find ways to win. They don't seem to find ways to rise above and all that type of stuff. So I just, like, I don't really believe in this team right now. They need to prove it. They need to prove it. This was the time to prove it. This was the time to show us, hey, we're good. We're worth adding to. We're worth investing in. Go get us some players. Let's make a run. It's time. And they're not doing it. Flat out not doing it. They're doing the opposite. They're doing the dumb stuff. They're reminding us why we should not buy into this team, why we should not believe in this team. And again, they can change this quick. This has been the serious season of that. You know, one day we hate them, one day we love them. One day we hate them, one day we love them. Right now we're firmly in the hate them moment. But you know, if they win three straight this weekend, it's like, okay, you know, you feel a little better. Maybe it was that they were just tired coming back from New York. But I just think in a macro sense, we keep finding ourselves in this position. And I think it's, you know, probably because they're just not that good. They're just not quite what we want them to be. So we'll see. Again, this is a massive weekend. The most important weekend of the season by far so far. Not even close. And look, you got Wheeler going tonight. That's huge. But Wheeler against Fried. So good versus good. Tomorrow, Velasquez versus Smiley. And then Sunday, Nola versus Tookie Toussaint. Tookie coming off a freaking outstanding outing as he was brought up with an injury replacement But he was awesome. Awesome his last start. So show up, Aaron Nola. I mean, geez, do they need Aaron Nola to show up? So starts with Wheeler tonight. They obviously feel great with Wheeler on though. They need a classic great Wheeler showing. I mean, Wheeler, stopper time, buddy. It's time to stop this. This whatever this is, stop it. Go out and ace up. They need you to. We all need you to. But either way, man, they have to find ways to win games this weekend. They have to get this taste out of their mouth and bounce back and show they're the type of team that can do that. Show they're the type of team that can bounce back from these spots, from these tough spots. That's what good teams do. They bounce back. And they've not shown us that they can do it consistently with real force. They need to do that. Either way, whatever happens, we'll be back to talk about it on Monday. So until then, everyone have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Let's hope the Phillies win some games. And until Monday, thank you for listening to another edition of Phillies Today right here on the Phillies 24/7 Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.